You're listening to The Current's Morning Show. I'm Jill Riley, and every Wednesday at 8:30, I connect with experts and local personalities for some real talk about keeping our minds and bodies healthy. If you're looking for more resources and support on this topic, you can visit our friends at Call to Mind, which is NPR's initiative to foster new conversations about mental health. And this morning for Wellness Wednesday, I'm joined by Dr. Carly Anderson, a licensed psychologist who specializes in sports psychology and also co-owner of Premier Sports Psychology in Edina. Good morning, Dr. Anderson.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us this morning for Wellness Wednesday. For anyone who's not familiar with sports psychology, what does that mean?
I always just like to describe it as kind of a spectrum of areas that athletes and performers might put attention on or work on. Things such as on one end of the continuum, you might have the mental game, focus, concentration, managing nerves, performing under pressure, leadership, team dynamics. But we also work a lot with athletes and performers on the other end where it might be general counseling. So life impacts us. We're all humans as well as maybe athletes and performers. And so we might deal with stress. Obviously, 2020 has brought a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
We might be going through transitions and adjustments and relationship stuff. So getting help with those sorts of areas. And then also we do a lot of work with folks on the mental wellness and mental health side of life.
Yeah, and I think that right there is kind of the direction we're heading, especially when it comes to youth sports right now. Because with the recent cancellations and postponements of youth sports seasons in Minnesota due to the pandemic, due to COVID-19, you know, we thought it would be a good opportunity this morning to talk about, you know, some concerns, whether it be mental or physical health, but also find those opportunities for student athletes and parents right now. So for you as a professional, what mental health concerns are you hearing about from student athletes or even parents and coaches here in Minnesota, here in the Twin Cities?
I'm hearing, and our group is hearing, a lot of stress, anxiety, depression, feelings of grief and loss, you know, that you don't have your normal season, you don't have your normal connection with peers and coaches. Even some of our, you know, first years in college or seniors in high school, athletes that have missed out on the Tokyo Olympics, opportunities for recruiting. I mean, there's just so much loss there that this pandemic has brought. Things like low motivation, athletes finding it difficult to find purpose and meaning without practice and competitions. Certainly some of student athletes are feeling frustrated and angry, feelings of kind of being out of control, and the isolation is intense for everyone. So interestingly, there have also been some student athletes who have felt that, oh, I'm actually getting a chance to have my body rest, or an injury, longstanding injury heal, or get more sleep, or connect more with my family, with time at home. So yeah, everyone's situation is different, but I think the general stress and uncertainty this pandemic has brought with sport has been challenging for everyone.
Certainly, there is some opportunity here. I mean, some growth opportunity.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad you said that, Jill, because these are the times in life where it's intense adversity and hardship. And although that's uncomfortable and painful and not fun, these are also the really rich opportunities to grow and learn and build resiliency, right? And so I really encourage coaches, parents, athletes, as hard as it is, to look at this year as opportunities to grow and learn. And I sometimes use a little bit of a cheesy metaphor of kind of an oak tree, where you think about, I have everything planned, I have certainty, I'm rigid in my structure and my schedule and my training routine. And then you think about, okay, what kind of tree can withstand, like, you know, a 200-mile-an-hour hurricane? What kind of trees lie in the Gulf Coast and things like that? And most athletes are quick to say, yeah, it's a palm tree. And what's unique about a palm tree? Well, it's engineered to bend, right, and to be flexible and to adjust. And I think those are the mental skills and tools that we all are getting good practice, whether we like it or not, good practice in learning how to adjust and bend and adapt to this really challenging situation. And I think for all athletes, that's a wonderful skill set to have, not just for sport, but for life.
Yeah, that word resiliency is so big right now. You know, we talk about student athletes, but even just students and people with distance learning and how families are adjusting. And just that word resiliency comes up a lot. You know, I played team sports when I was growing up, you know, still every summer play on a softball team. And there's something to that with, you know, the lessons, the life lessons from team sports, but really just what an opportunity to learn that skill, because it is a skill to be resilient, I feel anyway.
Yes. Yeah, like learning through the hardship of learning how to be persistent, learning how to find meaning and sometimes even purpose in adversity and difficulties, and at times even finding some gratitude in that adversity.
Dr. Carly Anderson, a licensed psychologist specializing in sports psychology, is on the line with me this morning for Wellness Wednesday. And I imagine that you're hearing from some parents who are kind of wondering, you know, how can I provide support? Are there places where people can be directed to kind of help with that guidance?
Certainly. And I really applaud and kudos to the parents and coaches and mentors, teachers who, you know, are considering how can I support and help mental wellness and sort of the emotional well-being of kids and athletes right now. Certainly, if you're seeing a young person or someone struggling, you know, help them reach out to talk to a professional. I obviously work at Premier Sports Psychology. Our staff is just one of many options in the Twin Cities to get professional help. Also, there's a lot of online resources, and I know that's kind of a loaded thing right now with how much is on Zoom and online right now, but there's certain options, like we've got a mindset program, go to mindsetprogram.com, but there's also other mental skills, and you know, it's a nice time to practice like imagery, goal setting, some of those other skills that get maybe put to the wayside when you're busy traveling for competitions and busy with practices. But this is a nice time to work on mindfulness, relaxation techniques. Positive Coaching Alliance is a wonderful website. They actually also just posted an article about some tips for coping with the pandemic. And then as simple as it is, but just staying connected with meaningful others and making sure your kids or young people, athletes in your life aren't losing connections with others and aren't getting too isolated.
Yeah, I think that's good advice, especially for, I mean, what plenty of people are calling a downtime right now. I think people outside of maybe the sports world or youth sports, or for people who never played a sport themselves, to understand just how big the psychological side of that activity is, you know, versus the physical side.
Yes, so true. And I will say, even like coaches are stressed through all of this. Parents are stressed as well. So I think there's a unique nature to this particular year, this pandemic, that yes, youth are being impacted, but sort of everyone is in it together, which makes it hard. So I would also just emphasize your own self-care and, you know, making sure you're sort of metaphorically getting your oxygen mask on so that you can assist others in putting theirs on as well.
Dr. Carly Anderson, a licensed psychologist and a co-owner of Premier Sports Psychology in Edina. Dr. Anderson, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to The Current's Morning Show.